My name is Ann Cunningham, and I'm the art instructor at the Colorado Center for the Blind, and I'm also a tactile artist.
When you talk about tactile art, how does that get experienced by the person who's looking at it or feeling it?
Sure. Well, what I consider to be tactile art is art where the artist's intention can be accessed through touch. So it can be seen too, obviously, but it's, if somebody is just, you know, closes their eyes and touches this piece, they'll be able to figure out what it is that's happening. Now, when we're little kids, as sighted kids, we're taught how to access pictures or understand pictures. You know, interpreting pictures is one of the first things we learn how to do. But anybody who is blind since birth, that's a skill they haven't learned. But it is a skill that's pretty easily learned once you get some opportunities. So that's why I'm so interested in getting more and more pictures out there, because you just need to have this experience so that you can learn how to interpret pictures, because there's so much information that's only accessible through images now. Textbooks used to be 95% text and a few images, you know, charts and graphs. Now 50 to 60% is visual images, and that information isn't getting converted into something that's accessible.
I've often thought about that, and I have spoken to people who are visually impaired about how much digital content is now inaccessible, and that seems to underline what you're talking about there, because everything is being visual. Now, if you don't have access to those visuals, you experience things in a very different way.
Exactly, or you don't experience it at all. So that's where we're trying to level the playing field and make tactile images a part of everyday life. So I'm doing things through tactile art, but I'm also working with people who do it through tactile images, tactile graphics for school, charts and graphs and maps and diagrams for science information, stuff like that.
When you represent something as an artist tactually, yes, it's more than just having sort of a raised image. It's not just the picture that you would see visually, but raised. Because I know if you think about Braille, it's not the letters that are raised. It's a completely different way of experiencing it. I mean, talk us through a little bit how you create a piece of tactile art and how it might be different from just seeing it.
That's, you're really spot on in that, because images, I don't think we know where images can go. I think that once we start getting some momentum and people, more and more people creating new art, taking it in different directions, we'll see where it can go. But right now, one of the things that I really carefully do is I try to, like if I'm illustrating a person, I try to show the face, the hands, and the feet, because if you can find those things easily, then you can place the person in between those extremities. So I also try to separate things so that things aren't getting so cluttered that you can't tell when you're on one object and going on to the next. So there's a lot of things like that that I do. I don't think that we'll always necessarily need to do that, but right now, as people are learning how to interpret it, I think that's important.
As we walk in here to the gallery, there's a sign that's usually not on display in most art galleries where they tell you to not touch things. Here it says you are invited to gently touch the artwork in this gallery. So Anne Cunningham, we're here at the beginning of the display. Tell us what we're looking at.
Okay, the first piece is Consternation, and this is a mixed media piece. It has slate, cork, raffia, grass, and limestone. And I use these different materials together just to explore what it's like to go from one material to the other, to see what kind of effect that has through touch.
So I'm gonna touch this. For a sighted person to touch it and to experience it in that way, is it best to close your eyes, or does it make any difference?
I think it definitely makes a difference, but I don't think it makes much difference if you've seen it before. In fact, I think it's a little helpful, because if you've never seen it, I would say it's good to read the description and then go to the piece, because it just orients you to it.
And so it's interesting when you experience something, piece of art that you're so used to just looking at, when you experience it in a tactile way. I mean, I'm experiencing the smoothness of this, the roughness. You've got the contrast in how that feels to the touch, where I wouldn't have noticed that or experienced it as much just looking at it.
Right. Because things can look radically different texture-wise that feel almost the same. So it's really interesting. You know, here the cork feels sort of warm compared to the temperature of the slate.
Yes, you have the temperature. You never even consider that when you're looking at a piece of art.
Right, yeah.
My name is Nathan Abels. I'm an art instructor and artist from Arapahoe Community College. And this is student work from ACC. And ACC is located more or less across the street from the Colorado Center for the Blind. So we've been working with them for a few years. And I think this project has always been really good for my students to try, as Anne was saying, trying making things in a new way, sort of solving different problems visually and through touch. So for this work, they were basing drawings off of short haikus, and then we had those drawings cut out with a laser cutter to make them dimensional, and then we accompanied that with a three-dimensional model from the ceramics department and Braille. So it's a kind of multi-part work, each of these pieces. And I think that came about because I was describing the idea to Anne, and Anne's always been so helpful with this process because I'm, like she was saying, I'm kind of learning a new language as well. And I was giving her an example of maybe a raven on a tree branch, right? A very simple image. And I said, you know, we'll cut out this shape with the laser cutter. And if you're kind of tracing your hands on it, you'll kind of work down the branch to the bird. And Anne said, well, how do you know you got to the bird? And me being sighted, I was like, well, it's a bird shape. But that may not be in your frame of reference if you're not sighted. And so then we thought, oh, well, we may need a few more elements to kind of further flesh out the idea. So that's where the ceramic model came in, as well as the description. So she helped me a lot with the descriptions on these pieces, which really kind of give you a roadmap for navigating the drawing. And the students did a great job of simplifying their images down to just the bare essentials. And I think you'll see that around the room.
I like this one because this is the flower. Mm-hmm. And we have the 3D flower here. And Right. This is a different way to experience a flower.
Right, and the drawing flower could get a little confusing. Some of those lines might start to kind of blend together by touch, which is why I think the model really helps elaborate on the idea. And this one was nice because it has a pretty clear path to follow by your hand. And the description says that too, starting in the upper left, sort of spiraling down. This is meant to represent a well, so there's a flower at the bottom of the well. And the spiral kind of leads you down towards the flower.